Hi, this is Chris Henning with Travel Pass 50, and I'm really happy to introduce the first in our irregular series called Visit with a Local. And this is just Travel Pass 50's idea to pick the brains of friends we meet along our travels and pretend that they are giving us a tour of their hometown. So this first edition of Visit with a Local, we are talking about Philadelphia, which is a landmark city in the eastern part of the United States, the Northeast. And we're speaking with Paul Bennett, who is a local Philadelphian. Paul is also founder of Context Travel, a wonderful tour company that specializes in what is called deep travel tour groups. These are groups of under six people who are led by docents who are extremely well-equipped, real experts in their field. We've done a number of these tours around the world, and you can read about our visits with Context Travel in various cities by searching Context Travel on travelpass50.com. Anyway, so we met up with Paul in person in Minneapolis and St. Paul and Bloomington, Minnesota, at a travel conference in late May of 2016. Paul made a point of attending this travel conference because he went to school in St. Paul at McAllister. And here's a side note. Paul hosted a number of travel bloggers at a restaurant called Barbary Fig on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. It's a Mediterranean restaurant. And Paul and his now wife worked there when they were students at McAllister. So it was a really, that's like a total side local intro to St. Paul. Go to Barbary Fig and enjoy a meal there. That's where I first met Paul in person. So we talked later during the conference, and this is the interview with Paul about his hometown, Philadelphia. I hope you enjoy, and I hope this is the first of many great Visit with a Local episodes on Travel Pass 50. Thank you. We're with Paul Bennett, who is the founder, along with his wife Lonnie, of Context Travel, which is a favorite tour company of guides all over the world in 30-some cities. Today, we're talking to Paul about Philadelphia, which is his current hometown. First question, Paul, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well.
All right, good. Yeah. If I wanted to move to Philadelphia for rent a place for 2 or 3 months so that I could get a feel for the city, what neighborhood would I want to look in to live?
Well, I mean, Philadelphia, one of the reasons why we moved there about 8 years ago at this point is because it's the center city is very compact, European, walkable. And so there are a bunch of neighborhoods around that. The center of center city is a commercial district with skyscrapers and truth be told, not that interesting as center cities go, not as thrilling as Manhattan, Midtown Manhattan, let's say. But just on the edge of that, the center city is wrapped with these wonderful European-like, walkable, scaled neighborhoods. I live in the southwest quadrant of center city in an area called Graduate Hospital. There used to be a hospital there. It's gone now.
but the name lingers on.
The name lingers on. And this is just off of South Street, just south of South Street, over in the 20s. And I mean, that's a great neighborhood. I would recommend staying there. You're just a stone's throw from Rittenhouse Square, which is one of the four beautiful squares laid out originally by William Penn when he laid out the city. And in today is a wonderful strolling area. Another neighborhood that I love and we go to quite often is the Passyunk area. Passyunk is, and you have to say it Passyunk, not Passyunk, which is what maybe somebody who's not from Philly would say, but Passyunk. And Passyunk is one of the few diagonal streets that cuts through the grid. William Penn laid the city out as a perfect grid originally in the 18th century. And And there are a few diagonal roads that go through. Passyunk is one that goes through South Philly. This is the area of Rocky lore and you know, Italian immigrants. And it's also become an amazing foodie neighborhood with great restaurants. One of our favorite dim sum places is down there. There's a good bar that makes a great Manhattan. And it's just that would be a really nice place to grab an Airbnb and stay for a little while.
All right. Sounds like those would be good for places to walk for a short-term visit to, even if I weren't renting a place for several months. But what you mentioned this, your favorite dim sum restaurant, but could you tell us a little bit about trademark iconic foods of Philadelphia and also a favorite restaurant?
Sure. I mean, Philadelphia, unfortunately, you know, when you think of trademark and iconic food, unfortunately, it's known for cheesesteaks, right?
Yes.
And you know, sort of blue collar rough food. I like a good cheesesteak, but it's not really high cuisine. But that's not the Philadelphia that most people experience. You know, the people who live there. Philadelphia has had an amazing renaissance. In a lot of different areas over the last 15 years, and the food scene is one of them. We have some incredible chefs that are from Philadelphia. Jose Garces is one. Vetri is another. And these gentlemen have made, and they're mostly gentlemen, have built up some fantastic restaurants. There's also a great ethnic food scene.
So if I'm going to buy you dinner when I come to town, where do you want me to take you? What's your favorite restaurant?
So probably what we would do, first of all, dinner's on me if you come to Philadelphia. And, you know, a kind of a favorite, like if Lonnie and I are cutting loose after work and we don't have the kids, then normally what we'll do is we'll go get a cocktail first. And there are a couple of really nice cocktail bars in Philadelphia. Our favorite is one called the Hop Sing Laundromat. And it's a true speakeasy, so it's just a nondescript door. There's no sign or anything. You just have to know where it is. You knock on the door. Guy comes down, and he really, you know, he checks you out and see, are you dressed well? Are you the kind of person he wants in there? So we always kind of dress up a little bit to go there.
Literally with a bouncer at the door.
Yeah, exactly. Sort of. Really, you know, just kind of making sure the right type of person's coming in. So you can't go in like flip-flop shorts and a t-shirt. You have to look nice. And then you come in, and then they give you the rules. There's no cell phone use inside. They really want it to be,
nice.
You know, a genteel place. And of course, they serve fantastic drinks. So we'll go there, and that's in Chinatown. Which is, you know, the Chinatown of Philadelphia is a small area, but there are a couple of great restaurants. And right across the street from Hop Sing Laundromat is a place that, a Shanghai restaurant called Sakura, which has great xiaolongbao, which is the soup dumplings. Yeah, I know you're going to Shanghai soon, so definitely partake of the soup dumpling. But the soup dumplings at Sakura are really, really good. There's also a hand-drawn noodle place right around the corner. So when we come out, Lonnie and I, if we're in the mood for soup dumplings, we'll go to Sakura. Otherwise, we'll go around the corner on, I think, 10th Street. There's a hand-drawn noodle place, the name of which escapes me.
Well, I've never been to Chinatown in Philadelphia. I've only spent a short time there, so I'll look forward to checking that out.
You know, an iconic, so back to the kind of iconic food and cheesesteaks. Everyone has their favorite cheesesteak place. For me, my favorite quote-unquote cheesesteak place is actually not a cheesesteak at all, but it's a pulled pork sandwich. And there are many of them. The greatest one in my mind, and it's pretty well known, is in the heart of Reading Terminal Market, which is our covered market in an old railroad terminal in the middle of Philadelphia. And there's some amazing places in there. Right in the center of the market is DeNick's, which is a classic Italian-American deli that or sandwich place, and they have the best pulled pork sandwich with broccoli rabe.
Oh,
in
man, that
the city.
Sounds great.
Yeah, you can just sit down right there.
It's one of my
There's
favorite
no fuss,
lunches. Yep.
And you just sit at the counter, and yeah, it's great, really good.
Great recommendation. So if I'm at a tavern or the speakeasy and hanging out with locals, what's on people's minds these days? What are the current hot topics or controversies going on and just around the bar, What are the conversations in Philadelphia these days?
Well, you know, Philadelphians, like everybody, love to complain about certain things. Philadelphia is a real sports town. We have major teams and all the major sports leagues, and you know, generally they don't do very well. So, which I love. I'm not a super sports enthusiast, but I grew up in New England back in the day when New England teams didn't do well, like the Sox and the Patriots. So I really admire that of Philadelphians. They have a kind of existential view of especially football. The Eagles are terrible and have been for a long time, and the 76ers are a terrible team as well. I guess the Phillies did well for a little while. So, you know, a lot of sports, right? They complain about their government just like anywhere else. And Philadelphia does have some real fiscal problems. They have a huge cost basis, especially with unions. And it is an old, kind of like Chicago, it's an old Democrat machine in Philadelphia, full of corruption, still very corrupt. And every once in a while, one of these politicians gets caught doing something that our mayor our former mayor, John Street, had a major scandal after he left office. So there's always that people are complaining about. One of the things that's going on in Philadelphia right now is there's a lot of development. There's a real boom going on in the city. And the city had a pretty significant bust in the 70s and 80s. There was a huge amount of white flight and people left, and then there was a lot of infrastructural problems. Mm-hmm. And now a lot of people are moving back in. There's a lot of empty nesters in their, you know, late 50s, early 60s, who you know, moved out to the suburbs 25 years ago to have kids and are now saying, wait a minute, I'm in this huge house. I'm driving all the time. I don't want to be in the suburbs. I want to be in Center City. I want to live in an apartment. I want to get, you know, a subscription to all the great theaters. We have some amazing theaters in downtown Minneapolis. Minneapolis now, in downtown Philadelphia. We have some great restaurants, like I mentioned before. So there's a big influx of people moving in, and there's some high-rises, a lot of high-rises going up around the Schuylkill River now, which is quite exciting.
And is there preservation of the historic buildings, and is top-notch preservation, or is... are things getting torn down?
No, we have a pretty good historical preservation
society.
Anyone
should, Philadelphia should.
Yeah, and we take great pride. We have an incredible built environment, and especially those row homes down in the southwest where I live. Mm-hmm. Society Hill as well is very intact, and you're not going to see Philadelphia knocking down buildings, even from the early 20th century, mm-hmm. Never mind 19th and 18th century. Those are well preserved, yeah.
So if you have a spare day, a quiet day, you're not working, what do you like to do? Do you go outdoors or do you go to a cultural event, or what's your favorite activity on a Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, so cultural events, we have some great museums. The Barnes collection of Impressionist art has been located in the Philadelphia area for a long, long time. It was a bit difficult to see. It was a collection of Dr. Barnes, who collected an amazing collection of Impressionist and early modern works, and that was in the suburbs. And you had to go visit, you had to make an appointment, and only a certain number of people. It was kind of a headache. That moved into downtown Philadelphia a couple of years ago and opened in a new museum on our Museum Boulevard, kind of Parisian Boulevard, that cuts through the city. So that's a fun place to go. Not on Sunday, but on Friday nights, the Philadelphia Museum of Art, which is really one of the premier art collections in America, art museums in America, has Friday night at the museum, where it's free to go in. They usually have a concert. I went last 2 weeks ago, and there was this fantastic drag queen doing a great, called Martha Graham Cracker, who does this great show, and she was performing in the atrium there. And then you can wander through the museum, and they have, you know, drinks and light food. That's a great, great thing to go to.
That sounds fun. And does Philadelphia have a decent park system?
Yeah, so it has the largest urban park in America. The Fairmount Park system is huge and extensive. It's actually many parks that all come together. And one of the, we just moved back to Philadelphia after being away for 2 years, about 9 months ago, and we adopted two dogs. when we got back. And so one of the things we love to do on the weekends is take our dogs for a walk in the park. And we usually go up into the Wissahickon area of the Fairmount Park system. And that's this ravine that empties down into the Schuylkill River. And it is, you really don't feel like you're in the city at all. You feel like you're in the wilds of eastern Pennsylvania, pretty far away.
Great, that's just the kind of information I'm looking for when I come to visit. Is there anything else that you want to add that people don't know about Philadelphia, or misconceptions? Or?
Well, I think the biggest misconception kind of goes back to the cheesesteak and Rocky. I think people, have these visions, that are really dated back to the 70s, mm-hmm. Of Philadelphia. And that's cute and nice, but that's not Philadelphia of today.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is really a cutting edge city with a great restaurant scene, great culture, really walkable, and it's kind of an undiscovered gem in the United States.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Paul, for introducing us to Philadelphia.
You're very welcome.
Thanks.